This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Home of the binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, today I got questions, and when I have questions about things that having to do with combat, pistol craft, or anything else, or just the training or anything else, well, that's why I bring on the chief instructor from Combat Speed LLC, and that is Dave Harrington. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Bill. Thank you for having me, man.
Yes, sir.
What do you got for me, man?
Well, I got a problem. When I was in the military, I was medium regular the whole time I was in the military, even up to the time I was 30 years old.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Those days are gone.
Right.
And I would like to find something that I can wear, this design.
Yeah.
And I know there's some clothing manufacturers out there that have got to have something like, I really would like to try Cry Precision. But they only make stuff, apparently, for people that are active duty.
Well, then how are you going to score some, dude?
I have no idea. Even if I got a hold of it, I couldn't wear it. I guess I could staple it to the wall and hope one day maybe.
What you're saying is they don't even make your size?
No, they don't. They don't come anywhere.
Yeah. Well, dude, we've all got to deal with age, injuries. I've even put on, that's one been one of my major focuses here lately is dropping the LBs I put on when I was on the injured reserve list.
Right.
It's going real well. You know, I feel good. But what I'd like to point out is your clothing, if you're looking at this from a gun guy point of view,
right,
your clothing is just as important as any of your other equipment,
right,
if not more so, because you want to make sure that, one, when everything is properly fit and adjusted, and I'm talking about your kit and equipment and everything, you should be absolutely comfortable and have a full range of physical motion.
Right.
You know, that's primarily to support the physical action of fighting with guns. I mean, you're going to have to move into and out of, hopefully you have the opportunity to do so, choice of cover, concealment, respectably moving into and being prepared to fire when you get there and then leave. There's a lot of moving parts to that. But coming back full circle in respect to your clothing is just as important as any other piece of your kit and equipment. As far as your pants are concerned, I've kind of got away from the pockets everywhere thing, primarily because, you know, you can't have too many pockets, bro. Believe me. And what I mean by that, what I'm getting at is generally if there's a pocket, you want to put something in it. Right?
Right.
Well, let's say you have a perfect set of pants that has too many pockets, and you've got a full range of motion when you're geared up, you're ready to rock, and then you fill all your pockets with additional weight. What is the size, shape? Does it fit in the pocket? What's going to happen throughout the various physical firing you know, or combinations of firing, physical firing positions, then you've got all this crap, additional dead weight. You know what I mean?
I do.
So you can have too many pockets, but as far as your shirt should fit correctly, and dude, this is, you can solve this problem by shopping in the, like, big and tall, I guess they call it now. Make sure your shirt is long enough. No matter, you know, what size it is, make sure, you know, you want to look fit. You want to look good. You want your clothes to fit properly. But make sure the tail of the shirt is long enough where it will stay tucked in. But the fact of the matter is no matter how long the tail of the shirt is, you're responsible for keeping the shirt tucked in. You know, if you're that guy that you always find yourself grabbing a handful of shirt when you try to draw your blaster, you need to switch on to the simple fact, you know, it becomes a necessity to monitor and ensure that your shirt stays tucked in at all times.
Right.
So you specifically don't allow you know, it's a preventive maintenance issue. It shouldn't be happening. Should never happen. If you're, you know, monitoring your clothing from a standpoint of your kit and equipment. What else you got?
Well, I mean, see, I don't tuck in my shirt, so I'm looking for, like, I know that a pattern shirt.
Do you primarily, how do you carry appendix?
No, I try to carry, I wish I could carry appendix. I try to carry at 3 o'clock.
Okay. I just, I can't envision, you know, wearing a gun on my side with just a pullover shirt.
Well, most of the time I'm like a button-up. Like a button-up shirt, you know, button-up.
Okay. Uh-huh. Right.
And a pattern one, just so it breaks it up enough to where it has to. And then I try to have a holster that sort of has it ride high.
Right. And that's all you can get away with that?
Yeah, I seem to be able to.
Fly where I'm at. I mean, yes, granted, technically it's concealed. And frankly, I don't care if my blaster is concealed or it's readily apparent I'm wearing a gun. I really don't care if anybody knows I'm wearing a gun or not. It's not a big deal. You know, people walk around worried about getting busted out that they're carrying a gun, and I don't understand that mentality. You know, it's a responsibility in and of itself. Do the right thing at the right time every time. But, you know, if you're doing what you need to be doing, like I just described,
right,
doing the right thing at the right time every time, all these concerns, you know, go away. You know, if you're doing the responsible thing, you should be good to go, not to worry about. But the weather down here is so hot, I couldn't get away with that because, you know, I sweat so much, and when I'm out working, you know, it's standard operating procedure to have a change of clothes when I'm done on the range, you know, so I can change and basically be dry. It's punishing, you know, during the summer and fall months. So your environment is going to have a direct impact on the clothing that you choose to use in support of carrying. But you know what? It's funny that before I go off on a tangent, man, are you good? You got time for a tangent?
Well, we can do a tangent next segment.
Okay, no worries.
And tell everybody how they find your website. What's your website?
CombatSpeed.com. I'm actually on it right now. It's got your baseline information about me, who I am, and what I've got going on.
There you go. We'll be right back talking to Dave Harrington. This is Lock and Load.
Webster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and you were wanting to go off on a tangent.
Yeah, but I can still do that or hang back.
Well, go ahead. Just don't say anything the FCC won't like, please.
No, that's not what I'm talking about, dude.
Oh, okay.
You know, we were talking about your clothing being an integral part of your equipment, but you have to look at it from that perspective, to factor that in, to make sure you have, full range of motion, physical motion, blah, blah, blah. but I got to thinking, this is something I was thinking about earlier. In respect to training, what is training? How do you approach that? I was going to spec out a little template, but I'll give you a snapshot of it right now. First thing you got to do is decide how much time do you actually have to commit? You know what I mean? That's critically important because based on the amount of time you have to commit to actually training and practicing, that is going to influence how you prioritize what you need to be, practicing in the first place. You follow me?
Yep.
A lot of people don't, they kind of skip that part. They try to learn everything at once, and it can be very confusing and time consuming as well.
Right.
But, make sure that you know and understand how much time you're going to have to be able to put in to get a return. Prioritize your efforts to get an actual return on your time and energy, as well as your resources. You do that, and you'll be much better prepared when the time comes. Anyway, that's all I got, man. Tangent over.
That was a pretty reasonable tangent. Good information. Is there a particular brand of clothing you recommend for elderly, wider people? Have you ever tried any of this?
Your clothing needs to be fit and comfortable. But what is the first evaluation you need to do is what is your actual physical range of motion? What can you physically do or not do or shouldn't be doing but will do anyway? You understand what I mean?
Gotcha.
And then that's going to be your baseline input on the type of clothing. And, of course, the seasonal aspects of it are going to determine the materials that are used. But you've got to be able to move. You've got to be able to physically kneel, get down, take cover, use cover, use concealment. If all you've got is a mailbox to use as cover, which they work extremely well, by the way, but you got to be able to fit within the confines of the mailbox shape, size, and shape. What is your physical, how much do you weigh? How physically fit are you? All these things come into the play of the problem. And the more you know and understand about the environment, the better decisions you can make in preparation of, working in that environment.
Right.
But you've got to give your, you got to execute an honest assessment of where you're at.
One of the reasons I'm asking this is that I have found through trial and error, both of my knees are shot. I probably have about as much cartilage in them. Well, I don't have any cartilage in them. So, like, if I take a knee on the ground, that's extremely painful.
I know exactly how that works, bro.
Extremely painful unless I'm in knee pads or something. So, I know there's certain clothing brands like Cry Precision that has built-in knee pads in the pants. And what I'm looking for is something that I can train in that'll fit, that has a couple of little attributes that would be nice to have. Or am I just going to have to get...
Well, 5'11", check 5'11", man. Back in the day, they used to have knee pads for 5'11 pants. I don't know if that's still an offering or not.
Yeah. I'll have to look at that.
Very, you know, it was about a good eighth inch. It was a very, you know, it was a quality foam insert, about eighth of an inch thick. But it was a good, you know, 6 by 10 inches square, rectangle, you know, to cover down on your knee. And they worked really well. I use them extensively. But, you know, I had my knees replaced. I had bilateral replacement 2.5 years ago. And kneeling is still a problem for me just due to, I don't know, dude, the nerve damage, whatever they do, you know, the necessary stuff that happens. I guess I don't know if I'll ever heal to the extent that I can kneel. But I can execute a combat squat and actually get lower than physically kneeling. You know, you just got to adapt.
Yeah.
But, you know, the combat squat's kind of a forgotten technique until you start swapping bullets. You remember it real quick.
Yeah. Some things
but,
become...
you know, don't... You know, we're addressing the clothing and stuff. You know, you've got to look at... you know, your headgear, eye, ear protection, gloves. Does your work environment require, you know, if you're part of an organization with an SOP that you wear gloves, what are they? Make, manufacture, reputation.
I want to talk about gloves, and we're coming up on the next break, but I want to talk about gloves because I've never talked about gloves to anybody. But tell everybody how the website for Combat Speed, if you would be so kind.
CombatSpeed.com. Punch it in. It'll take you straight to everything that you need to know about me and what I've got going on.
Very good. And, of course, the social media is coming along on Facebook and everything else. Dave is slowly... I presume that soon, do you think before this coronavirus? Well, I'll ask you this question in the next segment as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley says intelligence has been looking into rumors that COVID-19 was started in a Chinese lab, but so far believes the coronavirus is natural.
And I would just say at this point, it's inconclusive, although the weight of evidence seems to indicate natural. But we don't know for certain.
Former President Barack Obama is finally formally endorsing Joe Biden for president.
The spirit of looking out for one another can't be restricted to our homes or our workplaces. It also has to be reflected in our national government. And that's why I'm so proud to endorse Joe Biden.
The former president says he will campaign aggressively for his former vice president, and Mississippi's tornado death toll is now at 12. Governor Tate Reeves making that announcement on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
See you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm speaking with Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And one of the advantages Dave has over me is that when I got out of the Army in 1990, with the exception of the Kevlar helmet, the Beretta M9, and the M16A2, when we went into combat, we essentially went in the same way they did in Vietnam, towards the end of Vietnam, with the LBE and, you know, all the other stuff. And we did have little things like gloves, but they were more designed for cold weather. Now, that expanded. Right. That expanded. And I do have gloves, but I don't actually know what a good pair of gloves is for these kind of trigger-pulling applications.
Well, I mean, it's not like it used to be, bro. There are an absolute plethora of good shooting gloves out there to be had. I'm not going to run down a laundry list of manufacturers, but, my brain doesn't work like that. But I'm sure you Google shooting gloves and you'll come up with any number of, gloves, but it depends on what do you need the gloves for? What are you wearing them for? Just like you pointed out, primarily environmental issues, do they need to keep your hands warm?
Well, I mean, in today's, when I'm just training and everything, if I were to like go down
right,
low
you're
or something,
about shooting gloves, like shooting gloves, yeah. Gloves,
yeah, yeah,
I call them work gloves. We used to, back in the day in the service, we used Nomex flight gloves. They worked extremely well. Are you familiar with the Nomex flight gloves?
Now, are those the ones that really go really long down your forearm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of the whatever.
They're fireproof, right? They're fireproof.
Yeah, fireproof, kind of a greenish-looking color.
You retain dexterity with them.
Yeah, well.
Sort of.
The front, well, you've got to look at the glove as a piece of equipment. Okay, what's the primary purpose? Now, there are better shooting gloves, you know, gloves designed specifically for, you know, running a handgun, that are much better for running a handgun, providing the manual dexterity that you need, over Nomex gloves. But we wore the Nomex gloves, and we had to learn how to work and use them for the protection that they provided from, you know, blast injury, heat injury, secondary projectiles, stuff like that.
Right.
So if you need, but you know, again, there's plenty of gloves on the market that can fit any application or, you know, support any working environment. You know, if you need protection and some dexterity, you know, that's available. From a pure shooting glove standpoint, the glove that immediately comes to mind is the glove, the shooting gloves that were designed by Bill Rogers of, you know, Sparkland fame. And, but primarily through Rogers Shooting School in LJ, Georgia. Get a hold of them. I mean, real, you know, I don't know. Just Google RogersShootingSchool.com and check out their shooting gloves. But here's, let me come back on task. The first thing you got to understand about incorporating the use of gloves or wearing gloves doing your gun work is, you know, training and practice. Because the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to be desensitized from the firearm. Period. Straight up front. You're going to be desensitized from your kit and equipment by using gloves. So calm down in your mind. Don't get excited. Don't get spun up. You should be always focusing on remaining calm anyway. But just slow down a little bit. You don't have to do everything at warp drive speed. Whatever your ability level is, practice at a pace in which you can, you know, get it done proficiently within a standard with positive control.
Right.
Of all the moving parts. And then as, you know, gloves are just like anything else, piece of gear, you got to break them in. You know, once your gloves, once you get them broke in, and you basically adapt to the, you know, use of the gloves, then, you know, you can apply yourself accordingly. But don't make the, you know, understand if gloves are new to you, don't jump in it whole hog thinking that it's going to work for you, because it's not. Take your time, break the gloves in, cycle through your tasks, and maintain positive control of, you know, all the moving parts.
I dig it. One of the things I'm about to do, and I'm going to start with a, I'm not going to start with one of the Glocks or anything. I'm going to actually start with, well, I'm going to start with a Chambers custom gun simply because it, in my hands, it's hitting exactly where I'm looking at it.
Right. Okay. Well, can I make a recommendation, or are you, well, let me make sure I'm not relying on my crystal ball. You're talking about the gun you're going to choose to use when you start using gloves.
No. What I'm talking about now is I'm segueing into
okay,
the next
cool.
thing.
Well, because that was pretty cool. You got me.
I wasn't trying to get you. I am aware that if I'm engaging a target at 10 yards, I can go extremely fast. I mean, I can go like, you know, pop, 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 fast. And right. I can hit the steel. And, you know, to me, in up to now, that's been enough. And then when I took the class with Steve, and he put that B8 circle in front of me, even with the, as we were trying to put the optic together and zero the optic, I began to understand that while I am fast, I'm not accurate. And so...
Well, that's not a good formula, bro.
No, it isn't. So what I'm going to do is I have retained, all of the... I forced myself into the posture that Steve would put us into, which I actually sort of like. And he gave me a stack of his B8 targets. And I'm going to take this this Chambers gun, which is a gun I have been carrying on a regular basis. And I'm going to start working the accuracy part of it.
Right. The accuracy end of it. But when you say accuracy, are you talking, describe the manner in which you're going to fire?
Well, I'm going to fire. I'll tell you when we get back. How about that? We're coming up on the next break. I need to know your website and how to find you on social media and all that other stuff.
CombatSpeed.com. Dave Hurricane on Facebook.
And he's up and moving around.
I'm ready to rock, other than the zombie virus gig's kind of
slowing that
crunch
down
on me.
Yeah, slowing everybody down. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 8th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, May 29th to June 1st. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, leading-edge science, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend offers lectures and workshops, exciting panels, and a luncheon that I'm hosting. Contact in the Desert also features leading experts including Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, Stephen Greer, Emery Smith, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and many important researchers and scientists from all over the world. With the breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, Contact in the Desert is your place for inside information. Join us at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. It's time to make contact. That's contactinthedesert.com. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington at From Combat Speed LLC, and he's been helping me with a few little details that I have as I'm trying to, when the zombie apocalypse goes away, I'm going to start addressing these. But one of the things I'm going to do, and you asked how am I going to do this with these B-8 targets, and what I'm going to do is I'm basically going to have to do two things. The gun I'm going to use has an optic, and I guess from here on out, if I carry any gun, it's going to have to be with an optic, and it's going to have to be a gun that I have trained with these B8 targets on. So I guess on my Glock 45, I'll be getting an optic cut on there. But I'm going to go back pretty much to square one. I mean, I'm going to start at 5 yards, get out there, fire 5 times, look at the group.
Right.
If I like that, I'm going to go back to 10 yards.
But what you're doing, what you're describing, is actually dual task.
Okay.
Can I expand on that?
Absolutely. Please do.
Check this out. When you're learning how to print your gun or learn where your gun hits, specifically with the sights that are on it and the ammunition that you're firing, make sure what I do is my training ammo, I use 115 grain ball, but my carry ammo is 115 grain hollow point. You follow me?
I do.
So the reason I do that is, to capitalize on a couple of things. Not only the standard, minor margins and, recoil impulse, but how the gun actually acts when I'm firing it, but where my gun hits. Because when you're working with a fixed sight gun, the bullet weight that you're firing is going to weigh heavy on where the gun hits at X distance. So what you just described, let's say B8 target, 5 foot height, center to center, start at 5 yards, go to 10, 15, 20, 25. Based on your ability level to produce an acceptable group at each distance, picture in your mind's eye, you will know, you will come to understand where the gun hits at that distance based on its trajectory with that bullet weight projectile.
Right.
And you actually, here's how, I'll give you an example. Like at 5 yards, I'm a little low from point of aim.
Right.
At 10 yards, it's point of aim, point of impact. At 15, gets a little highish. At 20, it's a little high. But at 25, it's point of aim, point of impact. And you can actually see the trajectory in there based on where the gun hits at each respective distance. The reason I expanded on that is you have to pay attention to that and learn that. So later, remember, the one thing that I've always put emphasis on at every opportunity, the one thing that makes an average shooter a good shooter is the ability to judge distance. The ability to judge distance allows you to select the appropriate point of aim to receive the desired point of impact. That's how it works.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
By firing in the manner that you described, you can learn that by firing in the manner that you described. Let me give you a couple of more. That's an excellent one to start with, bro. But let me up your game on your groups. Fire at least 10-round groups.
Okay.
Okay? If you really want to learn where the gun is hitting, just fire, you know, one mag at each distance. And always with the intent to always produce the smallest possible group. Okay? Something else to be concerned about. Well, you're using a dot gun, so that's not a big deal. dig it. Once you can group, you need to start just firing 10 rounds. Here's the standard. 10 minutes, 10 rounds at 25 yards on the B8. All right, that gives you 1 minute. You can fire 1 minute per round. You can do whatever you want with your time.
Right.
The key aspect of it is you will fire one shot at a time. You know what I mean? You'll draw your pistol, fire a shot, and holster. When you're ready to fire again, draw, aim, fire, holster. 10 individually well-aimed, well-placed shots. Okay? It actually takes, if you think this through on your own time, dude, it actually takes more mental and physical discipline to fire successfully in that manner than it does in respect to like firing a string or doing timed fire.
Right.
And then, you know, you can go in when you start firing in a string, you know, give yourself time to hit. You know, take, you know, call it 10 rounds in 60 seconds or something. I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, fire at a pace in which you can control the gun and ensure good hits. It's going to be different for everybody because not everybody has the same ability level.
Right.
But your target analysis is going to tell you when you can pick up the pace once you start scoring well. In respect to scoring at all, you should hold yourself to about an 80% standard.
Right.
And then start working with a timer. Do some time fire stuff. One of the exercises that I've worked up is called a combat speed bull, using the B8, 25 yards, from the holster, 10 rounds, 10 seconds.
Let me ask you a question as far as once I come out of this on the other side. Now, my approach towards self-defense shooting has always been that if I'm in a a armed self-defense situation, that if I send a wall of lead his way, he's probably not going to shoot at me. He's not going to be able to shoot at me.
Okay, but now you're talking about something totally different, man.
No. I'm sure. See, the point from we're not going to have enough time. We'll figure this out how we're going to do it. But with in Steve's class, of course, we started out with measured shooting.
Right.
But then at a certain point, when Steve was out there demonstrating something, Steve would just let it blaze and stay on it. And I guess the question I'm asking is, as I'm going through all of this, is it okay to build up the speed as I'm going through this if I'm still hitting?
Absolutely, man. You're the master of your own destiny, dude.
Gotcha.
You know, you control the pace in which you accelerate your ability or... You know, sometimes you got to slow down and go faster. You know, I don't know.
Yep.
But your ability to analyze your target is going to control that. That's your measure. You know, are you delivering for every action you're firing? Are you delivering acceptable hits?
We're running out of time. We're going to pick this up because this is going to be my training regimen when I finally get back out on the range. This is what I'm going to be doing with handguns. So. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, Mr. Bill.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, it's the recap with thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.